Hey everyone, it's Longbox Heroes After Dark, episode 73. This time we'll be on time. We're not going to mess with anyone like we did last time. Last time was pressing information that we needed to get out.
The Twitter was roasting with questions of what we thought of Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice.
Right, that episode's over, so I don't have to say that anymore.
That is true.
But I, you know what, I'm glad, like, as many people came down. It seems as though, like, now, like, a week or two has passed, and a lot of people are kind of getting the hate out of their system, and they're not really ragging on the movie.
Right.
All that much.
I gotcha. Well, it's the biggest drop-off ever. It only made, like, $700 million in its first week worldwide. Oh, my God. What a dismal failure.
We gotta spin this negatively as much as we possibly can.
You know what? Sometimes people, you know, the Monday after Batman v Superman is the fans sometimes boo the people they like and you know, cheer the people they hate. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
JBL taught me that.
He gave us a disclaimer at the beginning of the show that things get crazy.
Mm-hmm. So when they were, if they'll cheer people they normally boo, why didn't they cheer Roman Reigns?
Well, we'll get to that.
What?
Oh. As you could hear, a lot of this episode, WrestleMania just happened this past week, and WrestleMania is long gone. SmackDown's already happened. We don't have any news or spoilers or anything like that from there. But Raw, you know, the Monday after WrestleMania is always, like, the craziest Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're not going to, like, go match by match, beat by beat, all that
no
sort of thing.
No way. Not in a million years.
Right. So, what time did you get to the fancy gentleman's house to start watching?
A little bit before 6, because I didn't care about any of the pre-show.
You didn't want to see if Ryback was going to cut another promo?
I kind of did, but since he could fast forward, we were going to just do that. And I was running late, so I got over there at 6 o'clock. And then he had to show me, I'm trying to think of the match on NXT with the Nakatomi Plaza versus somebody else.
Oh my God.
That's what
Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn?
That was it. It was Nakatomi Plaza versus the Boston cab driver.
Good Lord.
So, because he kept saying the name, and I'm like, all I'm hearing is Nakatomi from Die Hard. So, I watched that match because he really loved it. And right. Then he asked me if I wanted to see my future ex-wife during the Divas match pre-hand.
And she's gotten a little healthier since the last time I saw her on TV.
I think she has. I'll have to discuss.
She's been
that.
Eating a lot of food, it looks like.
What? She's
been
good.
Settling up in her above her stomach, but below her neck.
Like. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
I'm mopping what you're spilling. But she had been away for a while, hadn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just checking. She was probably doing Total Divas or probably doing a show like True Grit like Cena does or something like that. So the only thing I did want to see was during the pre-match was the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. And that got bumped.
But it wasn't the pre-match.
Right, but it was got bumped to prime time, baby. So I didn't care about that. So that's all we did was, you know, fast forward through most of it, and then Raw, and then not Raw, then WrestleMania came on, and I was pumped.
Right. So, did you make it through all of WrestleMania?
Yes, I made it from beginning to end because once I had dug in and decided I was going to watch most of WrestleMania, I had to wait for Walking Dead on DVR at the fancy gentleman's house.
Gotcha.
So, because if not, I would have had to wait till it was on demand the next day, and I wasn't risking it, if you know what I mean.
Right. Now, I will say this. Earlier in the day, I had a family get-together,
mm-hmm.
A niece's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that section, that part of my family all watch Walking Dead. And they know I read the comic book, and, you know, we would always talk about it when we would go to my folks' house. But now here it is. It's the season finale, so they're overjoyed. They're over the moon about it, right? Mm-hmm. They can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, a minute after the show ends, I get a text from one of them. And hang on, let me see exactly what it says.
It says, hey, great show.
No, it was non-spoilery enough. And again, we discussed this on the main show. Mm-hmm. It just says, who was it?
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, I knew exactly what happened at the end. We'll kinda, we discussed that already. Yeah, actually, so. We didn't. But Todd knows my feelings on that already.
Knows the feelings on the text or how it ended?
How Walking Dead ended.
Gotcha.
See, since this comes out after.
I got confused. I'm easily confused. I'm still thinking about Paige being away. So, but anyway.
So anyway, it was a long-ass WrestleMania, man.
It was, they needed it for all those good matches.
And things, and stuff, and
stuff, and I don't know. I was not happy with Mo, and I'm not even saying, like, the wrestling stuff or anything like that, like, because I don't get a lot of it. I don't know. I didn't think it was a good WrestleMania. I don't think it was a terrible WrestleMania, but I don't know. I was like, as a lot of it went on. The only thing that really was just amazed me was when the New Day as Dragon Ball Z came out of the big box of Bootios. Fantastic.
So here's, overall about WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed WrestleMania, but obviously I'm their target audience, even though they claim that they put smiles on families' faces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm their target audience, whether they want to admit it or not.
Right.
And what I saw, I enjoyed greatly. Yes, it was too long. Yes, a lot of the finishes were weird, like the wrong people won, you know, certain matches and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the overall spectacle of it, I enjoyed quite a bit.
Okay.
And that's what WrestleMania is anymore. It's a spectacle.
Okay.
It's about the pageant. It, like, when WWE, like, hypes themselves up and says all this stuff. It's like, it's the pageantry and the this and the that and the this. WrestleMania is really the only time where that is. Like, everyone's got the fancy entrance, or more or less. You know, like, everyone gets a little bit extra. Todd had remarked about blue mittens becoming red mittens for one night only.
Blew my mind. I didn't know who he was.
Right, like, it was akin to, and this is a reference that'll be lost on you, it was back in the day when people postulated that they had replaced the original Ultimate Warrior with a different guy.
Hmm. Like Underfaker?
Similar, but yes.
Okay.
If you go back and look at the history of the Ultimate Warrior, which I know you do on a regular basis.
I do. Wasn't his name legally changed to Warrior?
It certainly was.
Okay, just making sure.
So, where I'm going with that is, during the years, Ultimate Warrior would change his look, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his hairstyle, his makeup, his this, that, the other thing. And there were rumors, even in a pre-internet day, that it was a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it always was the same guy. It was never a different guy. But we didn't know back in, like, 1990 and 1991 as wrestling fans, we didn't know what people looked like when they cycled off steroids.
Wait a minute.
So he looked, if you look at the Ultimate Warrior, who's on WrestleMania, let's just say 4, as an example, in 1988, versus the Ultimate Warrior, who is in WrestleMania against, Hulk Hogan 2 years later, it does look like two completely different people. So if you are, like, 8 to 10 years old, you could very easily be convinced by someone in the schoolyard that it was a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when John Cena comes out to help The Rock fight off the Wyatt family, it looks as though John Cena has lost about 60 pounds. Now, I'm not saying that John Cena does steroids or that he had cycled off. I'm not saying that. However, he looked like he was getting ready for that global cruiserweight thing that's going to be happening on the network here soon.
Well, he probably is. He's probably slimming down, like you said.
Right, right.
So he wants to. So you can't see me.
Now, obviously, there's a difference between, you know, Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan is in the zeitgeist, but after one of the Hulkster's many departures, they covered it up on commentary by saying he has lost muscle mass because he wants to be a quicker Hulkster.
Oh.
Not that he was cycling off steroids. Again, looking at Hulk Hogan. 1988 was probably the year that everyone in WWF was the most gassed to the gills.
Okay.
If only I had a subscription to the World Wrestling Entertainment Network, or you knew someone that did, go watch WrestleMania 4.
Right.
First of all, it's a terrible show. It's the pits, right? Where it's a 14 man tournament to determine the new champion, plus like two or three random matches. Every single person in the tournament, from Hulk Hogan, like except for I think Andre the Giant is the only person in the tournament who's not gassed to the gills on steroids.
Why didn't Andre gas?
Because Andre at that point, I don't think he could barely move. He was a year away from wrestling matches exclusively by holding onto the top rope so he did not fall over.
Okay.
Poor Andre.
And then he was body slammed and killed, right?
Right, right. But where I'm going with this is, overall, the best comparison I can give this WrestleMania to is last week's episode where we discussed Batman vs. Superman.
Wow, it comes full circle.
Right. So, can I honestly say that Batman vs. Superman was a bad movie? No. Because there was like four or five scenes in the movie that I thoroughly enjoyed. Can I say WrestleMania was bad? No. Because the ladder match was good. The women's match was really good. The Rock came out with a flamethrower for no reason whatsoever.
And then started spouting statistics, which you love.
Right. I do love, especially fake statistics.
What? That's not fake.
Oh my goodness.
How could you say that was fake? That's Jerry World. That could pack that many in.
Okay. The real number versus the paid attendance, none of these numbers at the end of the day really mean a hill of beans.
Oh, you're killing
me. What really means something is how much money they made from the people who paid to come in. And it doesn't matter if one person paid this amount, 101,000 people paid this amount, or the real number, which was about 93,000 for real.
For realsies?
What was that?
For realsies?
For realsies. But the problem is, back in 1987, at the Pontiac Silverdome, when they drew about 67,000, they lied then and said it was 93-something, because they had to beat the record of the Rolling Stones the week before, and the Pope the week before that.
Oh, boy.
They had to lie and say they beat those numbers, so now, 30 years later, they've built themselves into a lie, where they do a respectable number of 93,000 people, and they have to lie and bump it up so it's bigger than their other number.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're telling me that wrestling, in any way, shape, or form, exaggerates numbers.
Yes.
This is a pipe bomb, Leonard.
This
might be the biggest pipe bomb ever to me. Oh.
Well, I have one funny story about that. I may have told the story on the show before. I'm not really sure. Either way, but before I do, so at the live gate, for WrestleMania, WWF made $17 million.
Okay,
that's just for people paying tickets. That's not merchandise.
Which WrestleMania?
The one that was just this past weekend.
Okay.
Right, so one day, $17 million. On top of everything else. Like, they had stuff going on all weekend. But anyway.
That doesn't count, like, anything that the people bought, merch or anything.
No,
right?
It does not count merchandise, does not count whatever their cut of the concessions was. That was simply ticket sales. Which is, like I said, doesn't matter if one person paid $17 million for a ticket, or if it was split up amongst, you know, however many people were actually there.
No, wait a minute. I have, a legitimate question. If you don't believe numbers, how do you believe that number?
They said it on their investors call with their shareholders.
Well, how do you know they're not lying to their investors?
Okay.
Okay.
Because, and now see, you bring it up. Because they were recently taken to court by a group of former shareholders who felt as though they were being lied to on previous conference calls. And while they have lied before on conference calls, they have clearly stated that there are certain numbers that they do release as part of the entertainment portion of the show, which may be fabricated.
mm-hmm.
but actual numbers and dollar amounts and things like that, that they say on the conference calls that they have the paperwork and everything else to back it up, is legitimate. But, like, on the conference calls, they say, you know, we said 101,000 on TV, but the actual number is X and the other number is Y and the gate was 17 million.
Got ya.
Because they were taken to court because they were accused of lying about it.
Wrestling people? Never.
Yes. So, I enjoyed WrestleMania. Raw the next night was weird. I liked all the returns and, you know, NXT guys coming up and, you know, that sort of thing. Oh, so you had a reaction to Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I don't know. It took me a minute to get S-A-W-F-T.
Right.
Because I didn't, I've never seen them before, so I see our good friend DJ tweet hashtag S-A-W-F-T, and I'm like, what? These mm-hmm. guys, and I'm like, and then they start talking, and he's rhyming and running in the ring, and the other guy's like a big meathead guy, I guess.
Right.
I don't know, from what I gather. And he's like, you guys are soft, S-A-W-F-T, and I'm like, he's calling them soft with the, like an accent. I'm like, this is the best. This is, right. I'm all over this. And then the commercial for the vaudevillains on SmackDown, I'm like, we need more of this. I want all of this to happen.
Now, see, I didn't see the commercial for the vaudevillains, but I can only imagine what it is based on, like, their previous act in NXT and everything. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very interesting on how that translates to the main roster. However, Enzo and Cass, and this, I'm not the first person to say this. Many other people have said this. They essentially are the new age outlaws.
Okay.
And by that, they have a shtick that's over with the crowd. They're not great, but passable wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
But they connect in a way that it doesn't matter if they're good wrestlers or not. They have a shtick that's over. Now, will it get overexposed in the main roster? Will they be allowed to do it? Well, like, they were allowed to do it last night. Will they be continued to allowed to do it? If they are continued to be allowed to do it, then they will be okay. And they will make lots of money for the rest of their lives, especially since nobody in current day WWE does the hard drugs anymore.
Okay.
They've replaced hard drugs with Clash of Clans on their mobile devices.
Got ya. But yeah, I'm just loving it. And I don't know if you know about this. I really don't watch wrestling for the wrestling.
Right.
I watch it, I always say, for the fashions. I'm a big fan of the fashions. Biggest dismay was there was no hanky at WrestleMania.
Oh, you don't even know the half of it, sir.
If they had carried one out for their fallen comrade, I would have been okay. And then, like I said, Red Mittens, which I think he lost them for a little while because his mom forgot to pin them to his jacket. But so that, and just like I watch it for other stuff. But wrestling, that's why I don't like this Cesaro guy that you like.
Cesaro guy?
Cesario.
Yeah, yeah.
He can apparently wrestle, and he does the, like I always said, he milks the tall cow when he comes out. I don't know what he's doing there. But
milking a tall cow, obviously.
That's right. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do know what you're talking about.
Okay, he milks a tall cow. And I don't, this is all I care about, his gimmicks, like loud whistling, cartwheels, blue mittens. I'm trying to think of what my favorite gimmicks are, because there's one more that is one of my favorite gimmicks. But yeah, that's what I really watch for. And the spectacle, like you said.
So, and this will be the end of the show, and it all it ties into not only wrestling, mm-hmm. but it also ties into blue mittens as well.
Okay.
So again, like I said, I may have told the story before, but if I did, it doesn't matter. So I know the World Wrestling Entertainment would have you believe that Blue Mittens is a rookie.
Okay.
Because they say that all the time, that he's the redneck rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, as a matter of fact, he's been wrestling for the better part of 17 years.
Right. So he's been wrestling since he was 2.
Right, right. He's actually, well.
Kayfabe on ages. Fake numbers.
No. Like, he's in his, like, mid to late 30s. Okay. You know, he's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where we're getting to, is fake numbers. So he had wrestled for a long time for a promotion called Total Nonstop Action.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a long feud with a guy there named Abyss, who... essentially, Abyss was, if you took Mankind. Do you remember Mankind when Mick Foley was Mankind?
Yes, and he can't walk at all, by the way. Go
on. No, Mick's not doing good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took Mankind and matched it up with The Undertaker, that's who Abyss was. Mm-hmm. And on their TV, Total Nonstop Action TV, they would say that he was the near 7-foot monster Abyss. And when they would have their big main event matches, they would have like a tale of the tape. It would be like years pro, height, weight, and then like keys to victory, like that sort of shit, mm-hmm. right? So if you're saying that Abyss is a near 7-foot monster and he's really only like 6'8",
mm-hmm.
then you have to fabricate everybody else's heights so that when someone who's legitimately 7-foot comes in and they stand next to your guy that you're saying is near 7-foot, it doesn't look ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to fabricate everybody's height, like on that sliding scale based on Abyss. And one of the people that they did was your Blue Mittens, AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that AJ Styles was 6-foot.
That's gotta be true.
Okay, now, I had seen AJ Styles wrestle many a times live, as did my buddy Doug, who used to go to the Ring of Honor shows with us and a variety of other shows and everything else like that.
Heck, I've seen him wrestle live.
Right, you've seen him wrestle live. AJ's maybe 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5'9", okay? So, every time that we would watch, and they would do the tail of the tape, and they would say that AJ Styles was 6 foot tall, my buddy Doug would get infuriated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legit, like, these sons of bitches. Like, why? Like, we could see how small he is. Don't say he's 6 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up at a Ring of Honor show, and you know the guys are walking around, and he goes up and he gets his photo taken with AJ Styles.
Oh, yep.
Now, this is back in the day before like digital cameras, and you get that immediate whatever.
Right.
So I go and I get the film developed.
Oh boy, the film.
The film developed, and in the picture they're about the same height, mm-hmm. right? And my buddy Doug is about, you know, 5'9", maybe closer to 5'10", but maybe like 5'9", right?
Mm-hmm.
And for years, I would taunt him and say, oh, it's so nice of AJ Styles to slouch in that picture for you so he wasn't towering over you.
At 6 foot.
At 6 foot. And he would say, fuck you. He would get so mad. So every time, like, something comes up with AJ Styles, I always taunt him about the height issue mm-hmm. from this is, you know, 13, 14 years on mm-hmm. now. But yeah, so they lie about everything in wrestling.
Oh, boy.
They give people fake names. They say they're from fake hometowns. It's all a lie, Todd.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I can watch this show anymore. You're killing me. Was President Dusty Rhodes a liar?
Oh my goodness, yes. Dusty was probably one of the biggest liars of all time.
Oh, because he's here. I have him in the room with me.
Oh, can you go get him? Can you go get the mic to President Dusty?
Hold on, I'll get him.
I'm right here, Shake.
Let me tell you something. President Dusty Rhodes in the house. Leonard F. Chikarathan, how we doing today?
I'm doing good, Dream.
That's right. Would you mind if I told you a little story when I was crossing the country trying to get votes to be the president?
I'm all ears, Dusty.
Right. When I would go and see the voter, the constituents, if you will, I had this little story. I would tell him, up on Capitol Hill, there was this man who was the cold-blooded policymaker. He would make policy, cold-blooded policy. He'd go out there and he'd write these little bills and try to push them through. And when I'd look down there and I'd see the voters in the constituents' eyes, biggest silver dollars scared that we were going to get cold-blooded policy, I would tell him, no, no, no. I'd go in there and I'd save those little billies and I'd pull them away. And I'd say, you're not making cold-blooded policy today. Because now I am the cold-blooded policymaker. President Dusty Rhodes has come to save America. The American dream. Politics is risky business. And I am risky business. Thank you, America.
Oh, my God. Oh, what do I say?
I don't know what to tell you, Leonard. He had to go. He told me maybe next time he'll introduce some of the cabinet members, but that's a whole nother story.
Again, I can only hope that members of the new breed, Nelson Royal and Chris Champion, are part of that.
I don't know.
Time traveling. But
I'm guessing they might not be because I don't know who they are.
Right.
But
all right, everybody. Thank you for President Dusty Rhodes. Soon to be named network.tumblr.com, soon to be named network.com. There's new shows, Todd.
Yes, I hear. And they're all a Twitter.
That's right. And there was even shaming going on Twitter, finally. I didn't want to be a jerk and, like, shame these people that I kind of sort of know. But then I was prodded and poked and told I need to shame them.
Oh.
So I did.
You're crazy.
So we'll see. There might even be more coming in the near future.
Oh, I need to get another show. We need to get another show. We need three. The people are starting to creep up on us.
I'm done.
Done? Kevin Dunn?
No. Oh, that's your boy.
That's right. I don't know. I'm wore out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with, I don't know. We'll see you here next week. Thanks for listening. Episode 73 or something. Bye.